Welcome back in AM 1400 KJFF with online streaming at MIMOinfo.com. We got the girls' head basketball coach for the Festus Tigers program, Coach Ron Rhodes, with us now. And Coach Rhodes going to be calling your game on Friday against Grandview. You guys, one of the teams to really start early this year. That Friday, one of the first ever, or not the first ever, but one of the first to get going. Are you guys excited to hit the floor and kind of get this ball rolling?
Yeah, we need to find out what we need to work on a little more. I wish we had a couple more weeks before we opened up. We could use the practice, but the kids are, you know, they're ready to play some competition and see what we're made of.
Coach, you guys really a lot of turnover from last year. You guys graduate a lot of those seniors. I think off the top of my head, trying to remember the amount of seniors you guys had, I think it was about 7 or 8 seniors that you guys had last year, a big portion. Now a whole bunch of new faces, not one senior on this team as well. So talk about some of the challenges of that, facing all this turnover.
Well, we lost a lot of talent along with leadership, so it's going to be hard to replace them early in the season until these kids get more mature and more experienced. But, you know, we, like you said, we have 0 seniors. We got 1 returning starter back, and she's got a broken arm. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, a long season here, especially at the beginning, until the kids learn their roles.
You mentioned Jen Edding coming back, played a big role for you guys last year as a sophomore, will be a junior this year. Going to miss the first part, as you mentioned, a little bit of time. But when she comes back, how important is she going to play with all that experience to kind of step up as a leader on the team?
Well, she's got to. I mean, she is our only returning performer from last year, and she's going to have to take a big leadership role. And she had a good summer playing a lot of basketball and so forth. So she's improved a lot, and I think she's improved her attitude and her leadership skills. And so that's what that's the most important thing we're looking for her to get with us, so she can lead us up and down the floor.
Coach, who are some other players that are kind of going to step up and play some prominent minutes this year and have a big role on the team?
Well, Abby Rickerman, who was – got a lot of varsity time last year as a guard, and then Bree Garman, she's new this year. She is a very talented young lady that's going to see a lot of time. And then we got a freshman, Jesse Hebenstreet, that is going to step in as a freshman and play a lot for us probably. And we've got Allison Kirkendall, returning from a post position, so I don't want to leave anybody out here. Caitlin Holt has come back with us. She's a junior, and got a couple kids from the JV team, Malaysia Jones and Kenzie Warfel, and then also Maddie Welsh just came off cross-country season, and she's played a lot of varsity for us over the last couple years.
Coach, a girl like Garman, obviously a fantastic athlete, great on the volleyball court as well. You mentioned she's new this year. Is she new basketball-wise, or she has some experience in the past? And if so, kind of on that, how do you kind of work around trying to build those skills to complement her athleticism?
Well, she's played a lot of basketball. I mean, she's got basketball sense, basketball knowledge. It's just a matter of getting her in basketball shape, mentally and physically, and I don't think she's realized how good she could be if she really puts her mind to it.
Coach, you mentioned some early challenges along the way with your schedule and whatnot. So what types of things are you looking for most importantly from your team early on?
Whether or not we can rebound. You know, we have nobody over 5'7", and so if we don't block out, it's my biggest fear that teams are just going to keep shooting it until it goes in. So We got to pressure the ball, and hopefully we can win some games with our defense and shoot some layups.
I imagine then fundamentals are going to be really, really important then when it comes to rebounding and not turning the ball over to force any extra possessions.
Yeah, and until we get Jen Edding back, I'm very, very thin on the bench. So we got to stay out of foul trouble these first couple ball games.
Coach, you guys start with Grandview, and obviously the Lady Eagles coming off the best season in their school history over at the small school level as well. What types of things have you seen kind of or know about them that Coach Hubbard does well?
Well, she's a very knowledgeable coach, and her kids will play as good of man-to-man defense as anybody will play all year. And then they got the catcher side kid back who led the area in scoring last year as a junior, and she's, you know, 6'1". So it's tough for us to match up with them. So it'd be interesting.
And then, Coach, you mentioned that, so I imagine the importance then on the Grandview game is just going to be a lot of force on defense, kind of turnovers then to kind of avoid allowing them to kind of get in that half-court style with catcher side to kind of back you guys down low?
Yes. We've got to make it a full-court game, and hopefully we can get them to turn it over a few times.
It's going to be awesome to kind of get an opportunity to open up the season at home, too, though, in front of the crowd?
Yeah, we're hoping for a big crowd and really looking for our kids to improve as the year goes along.
Is that kind of the biggest goal for you guys and for you as a coach is to just kind of see progress at the beginning of the year and then when you're getting towards the end of the year to kind of see them really gelling together and kind of coming together as one, even though it might be one of those things where it's difficult to find communication-wise at the beginning?
Yeah, it is. You know, I felt last year that we peaked early, and we were playing our best basketball in January last year, and so, you know, we'd like to gradually get better and peak in late February at district time.
Coach, anything else you'd like to add about this season's Festus Tigers basketball team?
Not really. It'd be a fun group to watch and great kids. I mean, they come in and work every day hard in practice. We'll just have to find out how much they're comprehending when the games start.
Yeah, you'll find out shortly and then get a chance to go from there, huh?
Okay.
Hey, Coach, thanks very much for taking some time to speak with us.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
That's the head coach of the Festus Tigers girls basketball program, Coach Ron Rhodes, joining us here on AM 1400 KJFF for Sports Talk. His team opening up the season against the Grandview Eagles. That's coming your way later tonight. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. We'll have pregame coverage for you slated at about 6:45 to kick the 2017-18 season off here during basketball season. We'll step aside for a short time out. When we come back, we'll have our final analysis set and ready after traffic coming up next year on KJFF.